everyone. Welcome to Ending the Drought, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 5. I'm Jason Webster, here with your other hosts, Jeff Webster and Jake Cranston.
What's up, guys?
Jake,
yo.
Jason, how be y'all?
Pretty good.
Doing good, man.
It's pretty lovely outside for May 10th. Nice.
Yeah. We've had our ups and downs, but it's finally getting a little more leveled out, you know?
It does seem good.
Rain has finally, hopefully, subsided at its
back
peak
to a normal
height.
Pace, yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah, I was getting a little bad.
Yeah, I agree. It's nice. It's very comfortable right now.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York gets enough cold and wet. We don't need to add more than usual.
Correct. I agree.
Farmer's Almanac says dry, hot summer, so hopefully...
Really?
That,
cool.
That could be the case, you know?
I'd be all right with that. I'd be up at, you know, like farmers probably would just soon have more rain, but, you know, they're on their own. Figure it out.
Yeah, they have...
we want heat.
Yeah.
We want comfort.
Like, they have plenty of irrigation systems.
There you go.
Yeah, we're not like California where we can't get water.
That's true.
Yeah, right?
That's true. Yeah, they live next to an ocean. They got no fucking water.
No forest fires.
Yeah. Yep, enjoy that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
here
tomorrow's
an
exciting day. We get to see the schedule release.
It is funny how when there isn't football to watch, you generate reasons to be excited. And I'm like you. I'm excited about tomorrow. See what Bills we'll see for primetime games, maybe holiday games. You know, it's all up in the air right now. But, yeah, it's always fun to see that.
It's fun to speculate.
For sure.
You know?
True that.
Yep.
Even though we probably won't get anything right.
Correct.
Like normally.
Yeah, like normal.
We should at least, you know, sound like we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, at least we know the opponents, so we can't be wrong. Well, maybe we could, but hopefully we won't be wrong about who we're going to play. Maybe times and dates could be adjusted.
Well, it'd be cool if at least, you know, we get some at least home or away right.
And that's true.
You know, if we don't get the opponent right, well, at least we'd be like, well, we were home that week.
Correct.
So.
Yeah.
So
something. Yeah.
Did we tell the listeners that we were going to be predicting this week?
I don't know if we did or not. We talked about the draft, I think, last week and then said
I know you
week.
Mentioned that we do it every year, but.
We talked about it. Well, I mentioned it in the last podcast. I said we should look at talking about our schedule predictions for the
right
for the upcoming schedule prediction.
There was talk that they may not be ready because of the late arrival of Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Late arrival of Lamar Jackson's contract.
Right.
But it sounds like they're releasing some dates early today. Sounds like they're on track for tomorrow, the 11th of May, which is what they had initially thought they would probably do it. Sounds like they're on track to make it happen. So
correct.
That's cool. That's cool. And
it is.
Before I go too far, as I mentioned, I learned something I did not realize that when your franchise travels to Europe, I don't know about like any of the Mexico games, anything like that, but when they travel to Europe, they have the option of making the following week their bye week.
Okay.
So I did not know that till this year. I just learned
by
that.
By they, you mean the team can choose?
Correct. At that point, it's the only time you can choose where your bye week is. If you've been selected to play in Europe, you have the option of making the following week your bye week.
Yeah.
Because you got travel time and all that.
Yeah, all that jet lag and shit.
For sure. So for the Bills, we'll talk a little bit about what we already know, and that is their game in Europe. It would mean that scheduled for week 5, they would have a week 6 bye, which is not too ridiculous, but considering they had, I think, an earlier bye last year, I think.
You know, 7.
Yeah, like week 7. So maybe they're hoping for something a little later in the season before the playoffs. They had some injuries and, you know, hopefully that works out for them.
You know, forgive my ignorance, but is it possible they would decide not to do that and then get that bye week anyway?
I think so. I think so. I mean, I don't think it's, I don't think once you say, nah, we don't need that as a bye week, you go right back into the hat and probably can get anything. So, yeah, I think it's conceivable.
Yeah.
But we know they won't have a bye week in week 5 for sure because they're going to be playing in Europe.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's get into
the
schedule, guys.
This, dude. I'm ready, man.
Yeah, me too. You want me to go first, Jeffrey?
I do.
Opening week 1. This week, or this year, I should say, I think that it's just going to be, we're not playing primetime week 1, I don't think,
right,
like we did last year. So right. I stayed kind of neutral. I do think we're going to open at home, though, because I don't think we'd start on the road 2 years in a row. I don't think the NFL would do that to us. So the only thing I could think of that made sense to me to start off week one Sunday at home, 1 p.m. against the Raiders.
That makes sense.
That's
a home game.
That's what I went
with. It is a home game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you as far as a home game. I think they will open up. I think, like you said, last year they opened up on Thursday night in L.A. against Super Bowl champions because they were projected to be, quote unquote, most likely to get to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
Yes.
So they did go out west and on Thursday night. And I'm with you. There's a lot of talk of the Bills taking a step back this year. Didn't make any like big splash plays like last year with Von Miller. And a lot of teams got better in the AFC. So they're projecting possibly the Bills. Actually, Vegas, I think, is Jace, you got those numbers. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, so you told me that you thought the Bills were projected to win 10.5 games via DraftKings, which, you know,
after 13 wins last year.
Well, and taking a look at my handy dandy cheat sheet here, that would put us basically at number 3 behind the Bengals and the Chiefs. So it's not really that insane
to think
that we could still make it
out
of the teams we're going to play.
Correct.
You know, yeah, we still could be a contender.
Oh, absolutely. I think the Bills anticipate exactly that, you know, and for a variety of reasons, we both feel that 10.5 would be soft. I think I would take the over on that one. But that being said, I also believe we'll be at home. I don't think it'll be a primetime game. We kind of talked about potentially with the Super Bowl champion playing on Thursday night, that the Bills not being projected to be possibly the opponent this year, since Kansas City won, obviously it's in the AFC. Probably not playing them, so that eliminates Thursday night. You had your own ideas for Monday night, being Monday night the 11th of September, the anniversary of 9/11. Go ahead, tell them your theory, or your thought process.
Well, I just think that it just makes sense that 9/11, the primetime game, would be both the New York teams, Jets and Giants.
Right.
It just would make more sense in that.
Because it does.
What happened after 9/11, the Mets and the Yankees so happened to play, which kind of brought the whole New York and people together type thing. And I think it's kind of going to be the same realm in that area. So that's
right.
I just think it makes sense.
So if that were true, that eliminates some Bills on Thursday, kind of eliminates them on Monday. Last year was just a single game on Monday night opening week. So that would leave Sunday night. And we're thinking that's just not a good spot for them week one. So I think it's a home game at 1 o'clock, and I think it is the New York Jets. I don't know why it seems to be the Bills are always in our own division playing the Jets prior to everybody else now.
Yeah.
And with Aaron Rodgers coming to town, I think you can sell that.
Think 9/11 with Jets Giants won't happen then, you're saying?
Well, I think
that's
it's
what
possible.
Saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I like the idea, and I think the NFL was smart. That's exactly what they would do on Monday night.
It seems like a kind of a 10-year anniversary type deal. We might have missed the boat on it to an extent. It's just
possibly.
Kind of a weird year to do it. It doesn't really...
Right, right. Yeah, because it's 22 years ago now, so it's just weird, you know. I don't know.
Well, it's just because they weren't really...
But it
really,
is still 9/11.
Both teams right now are at their... peak relevance, you know,
where they haven't been in a long time.
So that's,
because of the excitement around the Jets, they might pump
Aaron
them
Rodgers.
Up a little bit.
That's one of the reasons I was thinking. But hey,
that's why
speculation,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Exactly. I don't mind that, man. I was actually thinking originally, and it's funny, Jeff, because I was thinking originally on my sheet here, I had Bills at home Sunday night against the Jets originally.
Oh, I see.
So
yeah,
kind of funny.
Yeah.
Week two, I'm going to go straight up. I don't think there's...
Home or away, you think?
I think we're going to be away.
Okay.
And I think we're going to be in prime time.
Really? Cool.
I just think first 2 weeks, there's no way we can't have Josh Allen in prime time. I don't think the NFL would let us go...
That long, yeah.
I don't think so. But I would like to see, and I strongly believe that quarterback matchups, big-time quarterbacks versus big-time quarterbacks matter in this league.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
So I'm thinking week two, 8:30 p.m. away on the road, Sunday night against the Chargers.
There you go. Another playoff team, right?
Yeah.
At least I think the Chargers are projected to.
But you got Josh Allen. Playoffs. Josh Allen versus Herbert.
Yep. That's a you good know, matchup.
Going
sure.
to LA. I mean, we're playing them on the road. What better way
right. and to in, play them? In general conversations, we've talked about the fact that I think it was last year they had six primetime games, maybe.
The Bills?
Yeah.
Six, yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
And if they are no longer a top two or three team in AFC, like some people think, the NFL took notice of that. Potentially they could have five this year. And with the schedule of all the teams they play, especially if in the AFC East, Miami's better, the Jets are better, like it's going to be hard to divvy up primetime games if yeah. it's only going to be four or five.
That's what I was going to say, is not only in the AFC, but like in the AFC East, there are people predicting we're not in the top two, which well, is just right, fucking wild. Right.
Yeah.
Which but, is insane to me.
Hey, we'll see after a few games, right? But
for sure.
There are people talking.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see the regression, honestly. I
don't either.
I think we've gotten better in the area that we needed to get better, which is offensive line.
Right. Yeah, the draft made a big difference.
Wide too. Receiver. Yeah, absolutely.
And we're starting out, like most teams, hopefully we get through preseason healthy, and we'll be starting out like everybody else, healthy,
yep.
which last year was devastating for this team. Trey White didn't come back until the Thanksgiving game, and then he really wasn't right for the first few games. We're not even sure at the end of the year if he was really back to normal. It didn't feel like it. But then losing Hyde for the entire season minus the first two games. Poyer was injured off and on. Rib injury. He can't fly. He's got to travel by van. I almost think it was to – did we talk about
KC.
The KC game? Yeah. And then Josh getting injured against the Jets. And then us dropping that game. And he wasn't playing well prior to the injury, but – but and then we drop a game to Minnesota the next week, you know.
Yep.
So there was a lot, not even talking about DeMar Hamlin and all the other shit.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot going
on. We can beat like a dead horse over and over about right. all the shit that we went through, and we still ended up 13-3. So it's just
– hard. Like
I don't see the regression.
I've heard people go, yeah, but it's a playoff, man. You're going for a Super Bowl. You got to get that out of your head. And you got like easier said than done, I think. Like I think it's what you – want and hope for, but I don't know if that's easy to turn on and off like that. Not
yeah.
certain things. And what happened to DeMar Hamlin was definitely different. But
yeah.
but anyway, that being said, week two, I also think we are on the road. I don't believe it's prime time, and I do believe it's going to be the New England Patriots. Last year, it seemed yep. like most of our divisional games came later in the season. I'm not saying all the divisional games would be early season, but I think we're going to...
You think the first two back-to-back, though?
I think back-to-back we're going to open up with two games in our own division.
That seems, like an assassination attempt.
Well, that would be a first, man. I don't know if we've ever done that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And again, who knows?
Right.
You know, yeah. It could be insane. They could open up back-to-back weeks against the Jets. Weeks one and two,
yeah.
a home and away series, you know?
That'd be funny,
which they
right?
almost never do, but...
No, yeah.
But
yeah.
that would be funny. But yeah, I think that knocks out a couple of division opponents real quick.
Yeah.
And hopefully the Bills win and they're out.
I'd take New England week two. That's
for sure.
That I wouldn't say a rollover win, but I'd say that should be a
that
pretty convincing
should be.
Win.
And Damian Harris, you know, gets
yeah.
to play against his former team. That's kind of cool.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, no, I like it. Week three, I stayed at a 1 o'clock home game, so I didn't do anything crazy, nothing special. I feel like it's going to be out of the AFC. We're going out of division, out of conference, over to the NFC at home, and not an exciting game to me, but I'm going with Tampa, week three at home.
Tampa's, what's their projection this year? No, minus Tom Brady, of course.
Yeah, they're looking to have 6.5 wins, which would be just about the bottom by far of any team that we're planning on facing here this
year. Right. So that's pretty good after a primetime game the previous week against the Chargers,
yep.
which I think is what you said, which is we're traveling out west. We're coming back, right? A home
yes.
game, did you say?
We're gonna yeah we would I predicted we would be home against because we have Tampa at home so
okay
we
so home
would
against
take
Tampa
them home 1 o'clock yep
after being on the road out west for a prime
Sunday
time
night
game.
Yeah.
So yeah that yep. makes sense. I mean I kind of could see the logic behind scheduling that
yeah
like as a Bills fan I would love that you know, come back and maybe not have to face Kansas City or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I had him playing New England in week two, which we also agree New England probably is going to be last in the AFC East. So it's not a given, but I think the Bills have a real good chance of winning that week two matchup. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Kansas City on the road Sunday night the following week. I for whatever reason, nice. They love to pit us against Kansas City in the first six games.
Yeah.
Every year, it seems like, in most cases, on the road. So it would get it out of the way. We'll see. I could see that happen in week three.
It's a nice pick. I wouldn't mind that. Week four, I actually got away at the Pats. I just think that's going to be the first division game, week four.
Right.
You know, I think we'll see a division at least by that point, week four, if we didn't see them in the first couple weeks like you have.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, just Pats. So
yeah, you got to think about the fact that like 1/3 of our games are interdivision. So yeah, at some point early on, first five or six games, we got to play somebody in the division.
Exactly, and I just have that as a Sunday at 1 o'clock.
I don't think it's a big draw.
No,
you know, New England no longer is that big draw. They didn't really do anything to advance their team dramatically, I don't think.
No reason to give us in the Pats a primetime game this year. I don't think it really. You know, we're talking about it before, but it's just when you look at the Pats roster, there's nothing that's exciting about their roster. If you're a Pats fan, I'm sorry, but not sorry. You guys just don't have anybody to wake up to and be like, man, we have guy in our roster. Like, it just, you don't really, who do you have, Mike Gesicki? I mean, come on. So
yeah, and on defense, you got Uche and Judon. I mean, you got a couple of guys.
Sure, but
it's not an entire defense, you know?
Right,
I mean,
right.
Yeah, so I don't know if they'll be as bad as what I got rolling around in my head, but I think we both feel they could have five or less wins this year.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to play somebody. So after that big road game at Kansas City Sunday night, I've got them coming back to Buffalo in a home game against the boys.
Good call.
Out of Dallas.
It's a good call. I almost put Dallas in my first like 4 or 5 weeks too, and then I end up switching it up a little bit, but that's a good call, dude. I like that. Obviously week five, we all know that it's gonna be Sunday, 9:30 in the morning for us folks here in the US.
2:30 in the afternoon, London time or whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, going to London, playing the Jags. Everybody saw that coming when we're going to London and the Jags were going there and they're on our schedule.
Well, it's been rumored they're going to have back-to-back weeks too.
Yeah, it is now. Confirmed.
It's been confirmed. Yeah. But that had been rumored a long time ago that Jacksonville absolutely loves playing over there for whatever reason. The coaches and stuff, they're in. They love it. So,
well, that's what you get when you're a franchise in Florida that just – it hasn't been relevant in a long time.
Right.
You go overseas and
it's like weeks, get more fans there, four I guess. And five, so at least you're getting out of the heat of Tampa.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So, obviously, skipping that one, that's maybe the only game we get right on our schedule. You never know.
You never know. At least we got a shot. Right?
I know. I went week six. I feel like we're going to play away at 1 o'clock in Miami. Now, the reason I think we're going to play Miami week six, you can't give us Miami in September. We play Miami typically in October is usually, if you look back historically,
right?
We always play Miami at some point in October on the road. It's just how it is. So I chose week six, October 15th away against Miami.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I actually have them returning from Europe to face on Monday night the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that's nice.
Two reasons. A, I don't think the NFL, if you choose not to have your bye that week, I don't think they really care after that.
Right.
But I think they're willing to go, if we give them Monday night, they've got that extra day for travel coming back from Europe to actually get prepared for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a big game. It's a Monday night game. I think it's week six, so they're still playing in Europe that week.
Okay, yeah.
So there's not as many. Geez, I never checked. Are the Eagles playing? They could be playing over there in week six for all I know. No, they're not playing. Kansas City and Miami, I know, are matched up at some point.
Yes.
But I don't know what week that is.
In Germany.
Yeah, in Germany. Hopefully not week six, because you got us going to play
them. The Chiefs, by the way, the Chiefs got screwed on that game, bro. The reason they got screwed on that game is they're playing Miami / Tyreek Hill.
Right.
In Germany. So they didn't even give Miami, or they didn't even give the Chiefs Miami to come home to have Tyreek play back in Arrowhead. That's kind of that's kind of shitty.
I think the Chiefs might be playing a home game. I think it's
it's their home game in Frankfurt, Germany.
Right.
But it's like, come on.
It's
like
a home game
like
for them.
The actual, like, that would have been, like, what a good kind of storyline, you know?
If you don't get to go home and celebrate that, at least you can go out and have some beers in Germany together.
And bratwurst.
Celebrate the old times, you know?
Some brats. Sure. Yeah.
But it's October, man. It'll be Oktoberfest time. They should have a good time.
Yeah, it's like a vacation.
Yeah, that is kind of a royal screwing, though.
It is.
For the fans, especially. Now they don't get to freaking boo the dude.
Oh, yeah. 100%. That's just like having
unless they make the playoffs or something, maybe. But that's it.
That's kind of like the villain coming back to, to Aaron. Right. But no.
That's the right of every God-fearing fan to be able to boo a former player.
I know.
I mean, that's like.
I don't know. But.
Yeah.
So week seven,
that
right?
That handles week six, right?
Yep. Week seven, I'm going. So I didn't know where to fit it in 100%. And I thought this kind of looked good, you know, after being away at Miami, coming back home. So week seven, I chose Monday night against the Giants at home.
Okay.
Week seven. So coming off Miami, you know, we get an extra day and then Monday night against the Giants. So I think it's a foregone.
You've got a couple of tough opponents in a row too.
Yeah.
Because that's what I feel I've done with them having to play the Jags and then come back to play the Eagles. Especially, I mean, like Chiefs. I got Chiefs, Dallas, Jags, and Eagles. They got four solid games in a row there.
Yep.
And I think we learn a lot about the team if that goes this way by the time they get done.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And there's no way we're not playing the Giants in primetime. I just can't see it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, because obviously with Daboll being the coach there, they have Joe Shane as their GM. Yeah. They got, Tommy Sweeney. They have
Isaiah Hodgins.
Who else? A couple other guys.
Yeah. I don't want to give anything away, but I also have them playing them primetime against the Giants, just a different week. So
Yeah,
that makes great sense to me. I've got them just a road game going to Washington, playing the Commanders, 1 o'clock Sunday. Again, Commanders were, what were they last year, Jace?
It looks like last year they were 8-8-1. This year they're looking at 7.5, roughly. Predicted.
Okay, so very similar to last year. So again, a worthy opponent, but a game the Bills should win.
Right.
Right. And after playing that gauntlet of Chiefs, Cowboys, Jags, and Eagles, going even on the road still to Washington shouldn't be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they got a solid shot at that one.
That's solid. That's a solid choice right there. I could see that. Let's see. I got week eight. I got us at 4:30 at home. So back-to-back home games, back-to-back NFC East opponents, 4:30 against the Cowboys, I'm saying.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We talked about that. That's a real possibility. Them coming, playing in Buffalo at 4:30 against an NFC East opponent. That makes a lot of sense.
Being on Fox, and usually certain teams we play on 4:30 on Fox, you know, in the past were teams like the Seahawks or, you know.
Yeah, NFC opponents.
NFC opponents like Cowboys can be one. So,
and that's a good opponent. That's a rock solid opponent. So that would make for a good game in an afternoon like that.
Thank you.
Dallas actually plays a lot of those types of games.
Right.
Those late afternoon games.
Yeah.
So it's week eight. I've got them coming home after playing Washington for your Patriots second matchup. Just a Sunday 1 o'clock.
Nice. So you got the Pats knocked off
before
week eight, huh?
Yep.
No doubt.
Yep.
Well, I got week nine as my bye.
Oh, okay. So I've got that Monday night Giants game for that week nine.
Week nine?
Same thing. Monday night.
Pretty
at
close.
Home against the Giants. Two consecutive home games before the bye.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I figured week nine, I don't know, it just sounded pretty good.
It's 9, 10, and 11 are like an area where they spend a lot of time.
I agree. So after the bye, week 10, I think we're going right back to primetime. And I got the Bills doing their Thursday night game, 8:30 away at the Eagles.
That would be a good matchup right after a bye. That it's kind of funny because I've actually got week 10 as my bye week. You've got nine. I've got 10.
You got 10?
Yep.
I like it. Week 11, I had to do it, Jeff. I went back-to-back primetime. So I go week 11, Monday night away, and I had to do it at the Bengals.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be to me, it almost seems like a no-brainer primetime game, right? Like, it almost has to be.
It has
to be.
It's
just which day.
Yeah.
Like, is it a Thursday, a Sunday, a Monday? You
right.
know what I mean?
And like, I was originally thinking, like, they can't play back in Cincy on primetime after what happened with DeMar Hamlin.
They have to, man.
But I'm like, it's got to, you got to do it to filter that out.
Well, you give the fans a chance to be involved. You know, our fans have been involved since the moment it happened. But their fans haven't gotten any closure on that moment.
And it was literally like a worldwide phenomenon.
It was.
It went beyond football.
Right.
And I think if you don't have that game, whichever week you do it, in prime time, it's not fair to all the people who donated, who put something into the recovery.
And a lot of their fans did the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, like right. It was part of the NFL through the playoffs and into the Super Bowl. You know, like they acknowledge the trainers and the staff from the Buffalo Bills. Like,
sure.
You know, yeah. And they had DeMar Hamlin at the Super Bowl. Like, it's.
Yeah, and DeMar Hamlin's
it's important
actually,
for everybody.
He's alive, everybody. It's,
right.
It's the real DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, in case you were wondering about that.
Yeah, if anybody needed us to say that, we'll come over there and hit you in the head with a fucking tack
hammer.
I
couldn't stand seeing people, like, just continue being like, oh, yeah, he doesn't show his face. Why is he wearing the sunglasses? Oh, he's got a tattoo on his neck. And the week before that, he didn't have one. And
yeah.
It's just like, please stop. Like,
really?
Come on, man. Like, the guy didn't die and no one replaced him.
Well, some conspiracy theories are kind of good because they actually at least make a little bit of sense. Like, there's a motive,
right,
for something. There's no motive here.
No.
There's no reason why the Bills or the NFL, DeMar Hamlin, or anybody else would want to do that.
No.
What, to suck some $10 million out of a shit ton of people?
Yeah, to cancel a game? Like, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right. Come
Stop.
On.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, anyway.
Crazy.
So where are we at? We're at
week 11.
11. Coming out of the bye, I think, as a punishment to the Miami Dolphins and as a reward to the Buffalo Bills for trying to almost die on the field in Miami, they come back after the bye Thursday night. They just had a break with the bye. They're going to Miami.
Ooh.
And they're going to kick some freaking Miami Dolphins.
So first time we play the Dolphins,
that will be
you
the
got
first
November 19th.
Matchup, November 19th.
And it shouldn't be like, you know, like, what do you think? Like mid-70s?
Well, especially right? It's prime time. So it's 8:30 at night or whatever. So the sun's down.
It's just super humid still.
It's just still muggy and hot.
But the sun's not beating your ass.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Which is what really killed the Bills, I think, that game.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that
yeah,
was.
For sure. Was it you that said something like 30 or 35 degrees hotter on one side than the other? Potentially,
well,
they
yeah,
said
that's,
it could have been.
That's what they eventually showed.
That's ridiculous,
the difference
man.
Between the two. Yeah. So, yeah, that's nuts, man.
Yep.
But I like
wrong.
That. I like that, Jeff. That's a good pick. We're week 12. So
yes, sir.
After I had the back-to-back prime time going off of the Bengals win.
Oh, yeah, right.
On the road.
Yeah.
I got us week 12 Sunday at home.
Against, this is Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Against Denver, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny because I also have them playing on Sunday at home against Tampa Bay. Reason being is, after a few years of playing on Thanksgiving, it may be just the NFL going, listen, we got to let somebody else have a shot. You know,
yeah.
We're not traditionally a Thanksgiving team.
Right.
We're not Dallas. We're not Detroit.
That's the thing, too, is we don't have like a Thanksgiving team on our schedule this year. We do.
No,
we do
really.
In the Cowboys, but we have them at home, and there's not a chance.
Yeah, there's no way.
We'd be
no.
playing the Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving. Like,
no,
it just,
Cowboys
it doesn't
are
happen.
At home on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Detroit's at home on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. So,
yep. So I got them playing on Sunday at 1 o'clock also.
That kind of matches me a little bit because that's like Denver, Tampa, kind of insignificant yes. games to me.
Right.
Even though, you know, you could say Russell Wilson, but I don't know.
Sean Payton now supposedly is going to turn this team around. I'll wait till it happens, then I'll buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Week 13, December 3rd, I got us doing back-to-back home games, so Denver and then home against the Pats.
Oh, no shit. 1 o'clock. I got back-to-back Sunday 1 o'clock games at home.
Yep.
This is where I slotted the Vegas Raiders.
Okay, that's solid. I do like that.
Buccaneers and Raiders, kind of a break before the last run at the end of the year.
Yeah. Week 14, so I'm going home Monday night, 8:30. Or no, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I'm going okay. I'm going week 14 away Monday night at the Jets.
Okay.
So I think we're going to play the Jets on prime time. I'm just thinking it's going to be on the road. They're going to give Aaron Rodgers.
Now that would be your second time we play the Jets, right?
That would be my first time.
Oh. No kidding.
Yes, sir.
And that's not until week 14. 14,
yes.
That's very cool,
dude. Prime time on the road.
I really do kind of like that because by then we know who the Jets are.
Right.
We know who the Bills are.
Yep.
So, so I've got that being their Sunday night primetime game in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a good spot for it.
It was later in the season last year. I think it was like 17 or something they played last year. So
Yeah, that's a good spot for it because that's you know, your second weekend of December.
Correct.
And I like that spot. That's good. I got week 15. And again, historically, we always play who in December at home? Miami.
Yep.
So I got December 17th. And it's funny because that's right next to my wife's birthday. And it's like the last, I don't know how many years we played Miami right around her birthday.
And you've got them at home?
Yeah. Yeah,
so shit up again.
So I'm just kind of going on a trend, you know?
Hopefully they don't get flexed to your wife's birthday.
I know, right? That's what happened last year.
Right.
But so week 15 at home, 1 o'clock against the Dolphins.
On Sunday.
Yes, sir.
So, and that's week 15?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've got similar, but I got us on the road against the Jets, only because I got division us game. Opening at home
yeah.
against the Jets.
Yep.
So yeah, division game, and I got it being flexed. Again, if Aaron Rodgers can do anything with the Jets,
a high
I
chance. See
that flex to Saturday. Not an 8:30 game, but maybe like a 4:30 game.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. That's
interdivisional afternoon game.
I like that. There's
two teams that may be contending. Who knows?
That's a good chance. I can see that happen. That's a good pick. I like that. Week 16, you guys might like this one, and I feel like this could be a high possibility, but on Christmas Day, Monday night, 8:30, on the road against the Chiefs.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that would be something.
Epic
dude.
Matchup, man. You know, at the end of the season like that?
It would be. It would
on
be.
On Christmas Day?
What was the
but night?
Who did they have? Like Miami and the Jets on Christmas Day too, right?
Didn't they
release one of those dates, I think, earlier today? But I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
But yeah, I like that a lot, dude.
Thanks, man.
I really do. I think that would be fantastic. At the holidays, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just because we got like Christmas Eve last year at Chicago, you know, it was a later game. And remember how cold it was?
Yeah.
But I just feel like we still need one last primetime game before the end of the season.
Gotcha.
I feel like it could be that one. So.
Gotcha. So funny thing is, I've got them playing Sunday, which I think is going to be Christmas Eve this year, maybe.
Sunday would be Christmas Eve, yes.
Yeah,
Monday
yeah.
is Christmas.
But I've got them as a 1 o'clock game at home against Miami.
We did that. I have a picture on my phone. I attended that game. It was like 2015, and it was against Miami.
Yeah.
And Christmas
well,
Eve.
Well, I just think that's part of the ongoing punishment that the Dolphins deserve for trying to kill Buffalo Bills last year.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to play Miami, I think, no doubt, somewhere in December.
Yeah.
So it just depends where.
Right.
And that's a good spot. I like that. I have week 17.
We're getting there, dude. Couple of weeks left. Hey,
I know.
Cool.
New Year's Eve, nothing. I had to fit them somewhere. So I have us, the Commanders, on the road New Year's Eve, just 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so. I've got them 1 o'clock against Denver at home.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's two home games in a row.
Yeah.
After two away games in a row.
Okay. So. Yeah, so I did week 16 and 17 away. So
yeah, I'm the opposite. I got them both home games.
Yeah, and I'm ending the year
at home.
at home against the Jets.
Oh, that would be very cool.
Well, I think because the way that
I could see that
the way that could work out good is that could be for the division,
right?
You know, playoff implications, Josh Allen, you know, Aaron Rodgers, last week of the year, that can mean something. It, nowadays, with our team being good, the last week of the year should, you know, those games should matter, you know,
right.
And in the past, it never did. So,
yep.
I like that spot, and we've played the Jets a few times. If you remember, we knocked the Jets out of the playoffs when Fitzy played for them,
right,
at home, the last week of the year. So it's, you know, again, I look at different trends of like where, yep, we play these teams, and I feel like that's a good spot.
Well,
so
it's kind of funny because I kind of had that in my brain. I've got us actually traveling out west to play the Chargers.
There you go. That's again
week 18, and
that works great.
And it's a 4:30 game, and part of that is because they play in the same division with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
So, depending on where the Bills are, you might want to be rooting for the Chargers if they've got a shot at winning that division.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, and the Bills don't, maybe can't improve their position.
Right.
Like, and they rest players, and the Chargers win that game and actually take the freaking West. There's a lot of intrigue, like you got with the Jets. Same concept.
That's a great way to end it, too, on your part. Because, again, I mean, that could mean for, you know, a spot in the AFC where you're going to be.
Right.
You know, playoff implications.
For everybody.
For everybody, yeah. The Chiefs, that division.
At least two divisions, for sure.
Yeah. No, that's...
The East and the West. Like, it could make a difference.
I like that a lot. That's a good way to look at it, too.
Yeah, I think our schedules
turned out pretty solid.
Yeah. What I would say is that, you know, when we were on top, I got the whole idea of doing, like, that narrative of the way the games flow to give our team like a good hero's journey kind of a thing.
Right.
Now that we're not quite on top, I think that both of your lists are a little bit like, you know, you almost cared too much.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It worked out.
You know, the NFL is not
You can see the similar ways you guys thought about things. Yep. You know, the way that it just kind of all worked together in a very nice way. I don't know if it'll make that much sense, but,
right,
you know,
it usually does not.
It's a good story.
Right. It usually does not. And like the draft, we always say, like, we have no clue. We don't even know when their bye week is at this point. But all will be revealed tomorrow. Like, I mean, we're right there. We're on the cusp.
I wouldn't say I was nice, Jay. I mean, week 14, 15, and 16, Jets, Miami, Chiefs. Week 18, Jets. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
That's tough.
Well, no, I didn't mean that you gave them an easy schedule. I meant that you gave them a good, like...
Transitions.
Yeah, I don't know how to even explain it, really. Like, almost like you... You thought about the way it would be satisfying to watch the games play out for the Bills.
Right.
And I don't know if the NFL cares about us enough to care about that shit.
Right.
Anymore.
What we're hoping for is just coincidence.
Yeah.
Like, coincidentally, at least in this small section of the schedule, it worked out to what we guessed could potentially happen.
Well, I mean, I personally went on trends of where we play these teams, specifically teams in our division.
Like, historically...
You
know? You put a lot of thought into it.
So, I mean, like, again, like, you know, like in the past, we played the Jets late in the season, and then twice, you know, the first time we played the Jets was like, again, December, and then last game of the year, Miami. We always play them somewhere around, you know, mid-December. So that's why I threw them there. So I kind of went off base, you know, like past trends of where we put these teams, and then I try to fill them in kind of, you know, where I think it would fit as far as primetime games, but that's the hardest part.
You just
don't know like how they're going to do these primetime games at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty funny because we don't have a lot of concerns for the Heat, except again, Miami this year.
Yeah.
Right. But like a lot of our away games are our hottest games are Miami and the Chargers.
Right. The Chargers are, that's the dome anyway, right.
So we don't have that concern other than that Miami game. There's literally, we're not going to Arizona, you know, we're not going to Tampa Bay. They're coming here. Any of those games that normally you'd want to consider that, and they don't really think about cold weather games.
We do
you
have.
You know what I mean?
And we play, it's insignificant, but if you look at the list of teams we play more cold weather teams than we do.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Warm weather teams.
Right.
So.
Right. Like the Bills, if we can get Miami outside of October, like into November or later.
Yeah.
That pretty much eliminates all those games where you really got to be worried about the temperature.
Yep.
You know what I mean? In fact, it might be a little bit more the other way when we play New England or whatever, but we're cold weather. They're cold weather. We don't have Green Bay this year. We don't have Chicago. We don't. You know what I mean?
You know who else we don't have this year? It's the first time in a while is the Ravens or the Titans.
Yep.
And we've played them like every year for the last like 5 years.
Well, so. Like last year we had to face, was it last year? No, we didn't play Baltimore last year, did we?
Yeah, on the road.
That's right. We did.
Came back and won. It was that sloppy rainish game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the game, remember, I almost bought tickets to go to?
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you're right.
Then we played Tennessee and creamed them. Yeah,
early. Yeah, like week four or five or whatever. Yeah,
week two.
Oh, was it week? Oh, that's right. That was our first prime
two prime times back prime in a row
game. Yeah,
yeah. So,
yeah.
But we
did cream them. we beat them badly.
Creamed them, and I don't mind not playing that division because again, who do we always have? It's Pittsburgh. It's Tennessee. It's the Ravens.
Yep.
Now we can finally start maybe a thing with the Bengals, and I like that rivalry. I think
I do too.
Everybody's calling Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow like, oh, these guys are so big rivals. But I think there's still a lot to be said between Josh and Joe, man. I think
for sure
those guys they talk about them being good friends. They talk about them training together.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're very close cities next to each other.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, I mean.
I agree.
I like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are down on Pittsburgh this year. We don't get to play them, but yeah. I think I heard somewhere that they were talking about last year they had a total of 7 passing touchdowns.
Pittsburgh did?
Season, yeah.
They're going to struggle the first couple of years with that, but
yep.
Kenny Pickett's going to be decent.
I think so, too. I don't think he's going to be a top 3 or 4 guy, but I think he'll be, a fair quarterback.
I agree, and if you look at our division, you and I are talking about the Pats only being around five wins. Miami, I don't buy them being the second best team in the AFC. Freaking Emmanuel Acho. I'm sorry, dude, but stop it. They are not the second best team in the AFC.
Right, man. And you know how I feel about quarterbacks who switch teams. Like, I mean, if you look at the last few years, Stafford, you could say, was a success in L.A., although the first year he struggled, I think, a bit. But they did win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They went out and they went all in.
Yep.
You know, the way we would talk about the Bills going all in. They did go all in. They won a Super Bowl and then 5 games the following year. So, yeah, they went all in, and that allowed them to succeed and win a Super Bowl, which is fantastic. Most teams would go, I'll take 5 wins year 2 as long as I win a Super Bowl year 1. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But beyond that, guys that have switched teams, Russell Wilson struggled hard in Denver. Like,
he was bad.
You know, Carson Wentz has been bounced around a bunch, and who knows when you move a quarterback like that. It doesn't necessarily mean success.
Well, but the other argument to be made is most quarterbacks who get moved like that aren't that level of player either.
Right.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is, an outlier to an extent. You don't get that many high-level guys moving around like
that. Russell Wilson was also
right. But you already use that one as an outlier itself, right?
Yeah, But Matt Ryan was always a consistent quarterback playing on a – for the most part, a pretty poor team.
He's a good example of what you're talking about. He kind of went to shit.
Exactly. That's my point. It's really hard for a quarterback to move to a different team. Tom Brady is a great exception. Like, he goes to Tampa Bay, wins the Super Bowl, but it's Tom
He's
Brady.
He's an exception in general.
And he went to the NFC where it wasn't loaded with talent. Like, yes, Aaron Rodgers comes into the AFC. Yes, he's Aaron Rodgers. But you got to remember, dude, he has to play a very tough AFC schedule.
Well, you can argue on both sides of the ball, right? You got Aaron Donald in L.A., but, even on defense, a lot of the better players are playing in the AFC now, man. Yeah. The AFC is just a better conference now.
It's really tough, and the Jets do have a good defense. We all know this.
Right.
But the thing is they play very high-level offenses.
Right.
Very high-level. So you're not... They're not shutting down everybody. Let's be honest. I mean, they're going to have their decent games. They're going to have their good games. But, I mean, they're facing very high-level offenses in this league. And the thing is you just can't – we've seen it time and time again. You're not just going to shut down these teams week after week. It's correct. Just not going to happen.
How strong is their schedule in, like,
who
relation
are we talking about?
The Jets in relation to, like, us in Miami?
There's just – the Bills have the easiest schedule out of the four AFC East teams. But we're still like the seventh hardest schedule.
The Jets, so like five or
yeah,
four?
I think the Jets were around the middle, like four or five. I think Miami's like the second hardest schedule.
Yeah, Miami's got the
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Miami's got a very tough schedule, dude.
Yeah.
Really tough.
Yeah, and New England is right there too. Like they're in the top six because we're at seven, and I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, of the AFC East, we have the easiest, but it's still a very hard schedule.
Yeah, this whole division kind of got screwed.
Right, right. So,
we'll see who's who, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you're
going to
find out.
You're going to really find out. You'll see.
There's no cakewalks, really. I mean,
no.
The biggest cakewalk you could really say, like Jason said, the Commanders, the Pats. I mean, if you want to say Tampa too, yes. And then after that, I mean, everybody else you're facing has got a pretty...
Yeah, you've got last year's records for these
teams.
Yeah,
the Broncos probably aren't going to be that great. I mean, they might.
Yeah, because now they have Sean Payton and everybody's going, oh, yeah, well, it's a different deal now. It's like, I don't know, man. They still have the same players.
And the Giants are a softball, but...
Yeah. I mean,
Dayball's awesome, but like, I don't know. I don't think they're there yet.
They did make the playoffs with like, what, 10 wins last year?
Nine,
maybe. I don't know.
Maybe it was 10. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, you got it, Chase. What the Giants? What was your record last year?
The Giants were 9-7-1.
Yeah,
9-7-1.
So I mean, it's not like they were
no and the,
superpowered.
The thing
by
is,
any
with
means.
With the Giants, they have pieces, right? They added Darren Waller.
Yeah, they've improved.
You know, they've gotten their guys, but the thing is, they still have Daniel Jones as their quarterback,
right?
And Daniel Jones, to me, is the biggest mystery of that team, maybe the biggest mystery quarterback, starting quarterback in the league this year. You just don't know what you're going to get out of them.
Well, it's kind of funny because you also see sometimes when a coach a new coach goes to a team, there's a lot of excitement generated.
Yeah,
it's easy to get everybody fired up for a game, like we're playing for the coach. But like that only lasts for so long, right? Like we're playing for this guy; he's a great dude, and he is a great dude. You know, and I do wish them success, and I'm glad he's in the NFC because it doesn't really have a tremendous impact on us. But at the same time, it's year one. There was a lot of excitement. If everybody remembers what happened with Sean McDermott, they're 9-7. They make the playoffs and they lose in the first round, but they made the playoffs for the first time in 17 seasons or whatever. So tons of excitement. But then they had to do some house cleaning. You know, next season they're 6-10. So we'll see what Brian Daboll's got this year, what he brings to the table, what he's got those guys buying into. He certainly has the coaching tree that he can be a very successful coach, and I think he will be. But year two might be harder than year one.
Well, let's see how much he can squeeze out of the lemon this year. Because, I mean, Daniel Jones, he's the biggest factor, dude. Like, he's not like second year Josh Allen, where it's like, okay, his ceiling's starting to...
Yeah. We already know who he is, right?
You got a real good sense of who he is already, Daniel Jones.
Yep.
And the thing is I believe that Daboll was able to really scheme up stuff to make him better, but is he able to leap that...
Right. And well, now the entire NFL has some tape on that, too.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? They've had an entire offseason to break it down.
Right.
See what he did to make him more successful.
Yeah.
If everybody remembers when Garoppolo went from New England to San Francisco, it was like the second coming, right? Like he couldn't lose. He won like 7 games out of like 8 or something like that. He was just like a phenomenon, you know, and now he's looking for work basically. So, you know, even the Stroud, what's his name, the guy in San Francisco now? Mr. Irrelevant. Can't think of his name.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
so even him, like, he looked really, really good last year. Well, now there's tape on him. Let's see what he looks like now that teams can scheme for him a little bit better. So
yeah, even we saw the effects of that, you know, to an extent.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, Lamar Jackson had a really great first year, and he's been good. I mean, actually really good. He's been injured. But, you know, I think teams can learn stuff when they have an entire offseason to actually do a little bit more homework. So it'll be interesting. The reason that Josh Allen is as successful as he is because everything is improvised. Like, you can watch as much tape as you want. You'll have trouble finding two plays that look exactly the same because he's just making a shit up in his head as he goes along. Yeah. Any of the plays that work, you can certainly try to scheme against, but most of the stuff he's just pulling out of his ass, you know, pushing linemen to the ground.
Dual threat.
And it's hard to really scheme for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you cover Diggs really well, there were so many offensive weapons, especially last year, to worry about.
Right.
That, you know, you could figure them all out, and they're going to change them the next day anyway.
And it's worse this year than last year because now they've got Kincaid.
Yep.
So, and now they got Osiris Torrance, who played behind Richardson, who has a game very similar to Josh Allen. So he knows how to deal with a scrambling quarterback. He knows what to watch for. My guess is he's probably looking at defensemen's eyes and things like that and flowing in what they're looking at because they're usually going for the quarterback. So, yeah, it'll be very cool to see what these little pieces that, you know, may seem a little bit insignificant to a number of people maybe have a really big impact on their ability to score points this year.
Yeah, that's
right. Which is a key.
That's a great point, too. And I'm not calling the Bills the Patriots, but if you look at the Patriots and the way they're able to be successful over the years, is it wasn't these big splash moves like, oh, my God, they just signed, you know, the top free agent wide receiver.
Right.
They had, you know, the Wes Welkers and the Danny Amendola guys. And,
yep.
You know.
Not that they didn't make those moves, but those were not necessarily the most successful moves.
Well, they weren't. These guys weren't like the top tier guys available out there, but they were guys that worked well in that system. And Tom Brady was able to work well with their talent.
Yeah.
And it's the same type of look in a way if you look at what we're building on our offense. Like, you know, Deontay Hardy, you know, like,
right.
And I was the first one to be really pissed
scratching
about that move
and
be like,
going,
what the heck are we doing this guy? But when you look at the grand scheme of things, the guy has a lot of speed. He has good hands. You know, there's intangibles to work with. And if he can fit within this system, if Josh can work with them, you know, there's guys and pieces that may not look very, you know, the sharpest tools in the shed, but they can be a very important part to really push us to the next spot.
And that's the whole point.
There are certain coaches who, when they look for talent, they look for things that are, you know, moldable, essentially.
Yep.
And we're one of those teams that we like to get flex guys and guys
Absolutely.
Who have a high ceiling and haven't seen it yet. And, you know, there's a lot to work with.
Yeah, they are.
And New England was always like that, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and they are exactly that. They're looking for guys that, like Poyer and Hyde, that maybe were better than a lot of people gave them credit for, that fit in our system, that had intangibles that other teams didn't see. You know, but for our team and our scheme.
Or risks that were too big for them to take.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The Bills definitely are not, you know, let's take the safe move. Let's go with this guy. You know, high floor but low ceiling. No, we're the opposite.
Yeah, Miller.
We don't know what the floor
Von
is.
Miller was the only one in a long time that I could think would fit that.
Just
a safe
move.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. And there was a lot to go that went into getting Von Miller. It's not just what he did on the field. And he's proved this time and time again already, but working with the young guys, working with Greg Rousseau and Boogie Basham and as a leader on the team, it's you know, it's not just, hey, we got a really good edge rusher. No, you got a fucking leader, man, a guy who knows how to lead men into battle. You know, he knows how to train. He knows how to eat. He knows a lot about what you don't think about when it comes to football. And it really shows, I think, at times with the Buffalo Bills.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree. And the last thing I wanted to say is that Emmanuel Acho, idiot. Putting the Dolphins at number two in the AFC, and one of his reasons he did that was, well, he said that Jalen Ramsey coming over to the Dolphins, one of the best cornerbacks in the league, is going to make that defense better. Well, good call, dude, because every time we play Jalen Ramsey, look at the tape last year when we played when we played the Rams and we torched his ass.
Yeah, when he's picking grass out of his fucking helmet.
So good call, Miami, of bringing over a corner that Josh Allen just wants to, and every time just put him to the ground.
Right.
So that's all I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, no. And again.
Do you feel better?
I do.
No, again, and it's funny how I remember these things when they're talking about the Bills. Well, hey, Buffalo, when you make the playoffs, when you win a playoff game, let's talk. You know,
yeah.
When you go deep into the playoffs, you get to a championship game, then we'll talk.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, okay, Buffalo, when you win a Super Bowl, all right, then we'll talk. It's
right.
Like, what the fuck has Miami done?
Yeah.
I mean, they had Tyreek Hill. They had Waddle. Tua, when he wasn't seeing birds flying around his head
yeah.
from being concussed. And what's the deal? When's,
right.
Who's to say that won't happen again?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like they exactly. say, every time you get a concussion, you're 50% more likely to get an additional one.
Right.
You keep getting hit like that, it's almost a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he literally took like Taekwondo or something to learn how to fall without smacking his head. But that doesn't mean that's going to work every time.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Taekwondo, you don't have
a dude. I don't, it was, might not, wrap don't up quote your, me on that one, but he took something to learn it, how to
it
fall.
Was, it was. It was. Oh, it was Taekwondo or Jiu-Jitsu or something like
right,
that.
Right,
but in that type of situation, you don't have a guy hitting you at the legs and some dude trying to slam you down at your shoulders. Like,
right.
It's not got, the same thing, dude.
You got like, a couple of 300-pound defensive linemen
yeah.
that pick you up. It's hard to keep your balance and not hit the ground hard.
I will yeah. say it's a very clever solution. You know, I'm
100% in favor of doing that.
Yeah,
like, that makes tons of sense.
I get it
for sure, but I mean, there's still
circumstances.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't guarantee anything.
No.
Yeah.
But your average hit, where somebody pushes him backwards, like what happened with Milano, now he can land safer, which is good for him. Because I mean, yes, he's a combatant. We don't want him to have too much success because we want the Bills to be successful. But at the same time, I don't want to see anybody with traumatic injuries to their brain that ruins the rest of their life. I don't care who they are. Nobody wants to see that. We don't want to see people get hurt.
Right.
So him doing that is great, but it still doesn't elevate that team the way I think some people have elevated them until they win something. You know, and I told you, there was a commenter on that article that said, when you guys win a division, okay, all right, you won the division. You certainly can be considered one of the top half a dozen teams in the AFC. If you win a division, you're top four, right? I mean, technically.
Right.
So right now, there's no reason the Bills should not be top four. They not only won the division, but they won 13 regular season games. So,
yep.
You know, to me, they're rock solid top four. I don't give a fuck who it is. You want to guess that maybe one of the Jets or Miami will be better, or they both will? That's fine. And you're if you're doing a projection, but to just rank them, the Bills outside the top five, when they just won the division through all those injuries.
Oh yeah,
Trey White missing a half a year, Micah Hyde missing all but two games. Like I mean, these are important guys. You know,
so many factors.
Well, yeah. And all so that speculation is going to go out the window very soon when we find out where, you know, people's talents truly lie.
Right. For sure.
We're getting there.
Let's see Aaron Rodgers after one of his worst statistical seasons in his career was last year.
Right.
He had a really, really tough year last year. And again, he didn't have Devontae Adams. They didn't have a lot of weapons, things like that. You can say, well, there you go. But some reason certain quarterbacks can still perform well beyond that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And, you know, we got to get going here. We're getting pretty late. But to end it, one thing I'd like to say is I do like the idea of us facing a couple of division opponents early. If we can smash them hard and fast right out of the gate,
right.
I think it'll change a lot of the talk and the flow of people's opinions of this team.
Well, and that's a good point because I think the Bills actually play better as dogs than they do favorites. I don't think they're very comfortable. They're not used to that. And I don't think they're really comfortable when they're being considered the Super Bowl contender out of the AFC before the season even starts.
Right.
You know, halfway through the season, three quarters of the way through, they start talking about the potential for them to get there. That's fantastic. But yeah, this is not a team that wants that over their head to start week one. Like, God, we got to freaking
not
show
yet,
up.
Well, I mean, eventually we want that to – we want to be there, though.
Right.
Well,
yeah, and like if we win a Super Bowl, it would be nice if almost every year we were considered a favorite to win it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we want to eventually see this team be like the Kansas City Chiefs, where we are the AFC favorite, you know?
The team to beat.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to see us come out, stomp a couple of divisional opponents, go 3-0, and just have McDermott say, that's how you do it, go and get it. And right. Just, that's set the tone right. for the whole year.
Yep. One game, 100%. Let's go get the next one. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good job, fellas.
Yeah, man, good conversation, dude. Let's yeah. see whose projections are
It's going to be exciting to see.
Close. How do you score two zeros? How do you decide who's better?
I think at that point, it just becomes like, did you actually have 18 weeks? Yes, okay. Yeah,
it's going to be a tie. We both will have the Jaguars game.
Yeah. Who was closer to the bye week?
Yeah.
Did you spell your name correctly?
No doubt.
Oh, that would be a good one. All right, that'll be the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
If it's a tie at 1-1, we'll see who was closest as far as the bye goes.
There you go. I like it.
Because it can't be like halfway in between, because you've got, what, 9 and I've got 10 or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got 10, you've got 9. So if it's either one of those, we're right on. If it's 8, you're closer. If it's 11, I am. So
there it is. There it is.
That's our tiebreaker.
We'll see how it rolls. Jay, tell them how to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, find us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ETD Buffalo. Look for us on Spotify Podcasts. That's where we host our podcast. Or anywhere that you like to listen to them. We're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, we're like...
Like the herpes of disease. Podcasts.
Yes, we are the herpes of podcasts. That's a well put
The herpes. Statement.
Nobody
like it.
Knows
the
it's herps. There or wants it to be there ahead of time.
Right.
But it is.
But yeah, once you find it, you can't get rid of it. So yeah. Let's do it.
What's the herpes, everybody? You know? Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate it. And I just want to end it with, where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Go Bills.
Go Bills.